Hello, everyone. Welcome again to the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. Like always, God is good and He is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. And the Lord has blessed us. He's blessed this broadcast. He's blessed all the hearers. The enemy can't do nothing to shut it down. I thank the Lord that He's mightily moving by His Spirit. And you know, I love blessing God's people with His Word. His Word is very important. And they that have ears to hear will hear. The wicked won't, but those that love God will hear and take heed to what He's saying. You know, Jesus put it this way. Luke 10, verse 16, He said, "He that heareth you heareth me. He that despises you despises me. He that despises me despises him that sent me." So when you love, the way you love man is the way you love God. The way you love God is tied to the way you love man. And the more dedicated you are to God, the more dedicated you are to His people. And we're here on earth. After being saved, the Lord left us here to reap the fruit, to bear fruit, to represent Jesus. Bearing fruit is operating in life like Jesus, doing what Jesus would do. Jesus is anointed. He's called Jesus Christ. Christ is not His last name. Christ means anointed. And so we're anointed to bear fruit. All we have to do, He said, let your light shine. You don't have to make it shine. If you love God, it will. Think about it this way. In life, we're going to make thousands upon thousands and thousands of decisions. From the time you get saved, if you walk according to God's word, that's going to affect your advice. The word of God in your heart will affect the way, it will cause you to be effective in the knowledge of God. You won't be poor and bankrupt when it comes to the knowledge of God. You'll have something to say that's good. Not only that, if you spend time receiving what the word of God and hearing, reading and hearing the word of God, the Holy Spirit has something to operate with to enlighten you. See, you don't have to memorize all the Word of God. You don't have to, just because you can't quote a scripture don't mean you didn't receive it. As you receive the Word of God, even if you forget it, you can't recall it, but you know it's there, the Holy Spirit can bring it back to you. He can give you supernatural recall whenever you need it because you took the time to learn. Now, what if you took time out in your everyday schedule to learn some things of God? Now, I told my wife, I said, you got to know God as a person. He's not just a faraway God. He's not like the world. See, you know, the wilderness wanderers, when God's people left Egypt, they wandered the wilderness. God was a stranger to them. They had Moses, the prophet, speaking for God, and God was backing up that prophet, and they obeyed him, but they didn't trust him. And they didn't trust him because they didn't know him. And the only way to trust somebody is to get to know them. Think about it this way. Everybody you know, everybody you trust, if you need a good brick mason, you're going to get your house brick and you want it right. You want somebody to know what they're doing. You want, when they finish bricking the house, all the windows will be straight. None of the windows will be crooked. You know, I've seen a house where the window was crooked. But anyway, you want everything right. If you're going to get plumbing work done, you know you don't want to spend all your money on getting the work done, but you want it done right. And you're willing to pay for it, but you want it right. So you want somebody that's reputable before you trust them with your home. Now, why don't people consider the things that God said and do the research for themselves? People study all kind of religions and think they're right. because somebody convinced them. But see, if you don't do research, it's like shooting yourself in the foot. When you take time and listen for yourself what Jesus said, when you read the stories you heard about for yourself, it's much more than any preacher has preached. Now, there are thorough preachers that preach it well. But when you read it for yourself, scripture by scripture by scripture by scripture, chapter after chapter, when you read it yourself, you begin to see God as he is, not as you thought he was, not like somebody said he was, but you begin to see what he had to say himself. I've been going to church all my life. I heard a lot of good teaching, a lot of good preaching. My dad was a wonderful man of God. Reverend Rice was a wonderful man of God. Elder Lewis, every pastor I know, they did a good job. But when I read it for myself, I saw things that I didn't see before. And I saw it for myself. When I asked the Lord questions and he gave me answers, he answered for himself. He does talk, folks. And I'm preaching to the choir, those that listen to the broadcast. If you've been listening to me for a while, you know I'm going to tell you what God said. And many of you have a relationship with the Lord yourself. You know what I'm talking about. And then there are those that may have just gotten saved. Well, when you get saved, don't let man shape your knowledge of God. Even if you go to a good church, even if you go to a good assembly, but study the word yourself. Read it yourself. Jesus says, search the scriptures. You believe you have eternal life? Search the scriptures. He told the Pharisees, you think you have eternal life? Search the scriptures. They didn't have it. The word of God was veiled to them. They couldn't see it. See, you can't understand it without the love of God. You have to have the love of God. If you trust him, if you have faith in his words, then the word will minister to you. If you read it as a skeptic, you'll begin to see things as it is. God reveals to you how the truth as it is. Some people are skeptics because of what they've heard others say. But see, when you study the whole book and do the research, you start realizing that you've been played by others, because God is good. Not only that, he's consistent. God's love walk towards man is consistent from the first verse of Genesis to the last verse of Revelation. God's love is very consistent. When man got in trouble, God didn't say, well, I'm done with you. He talked about the seed of woman that would destroy the serpent's head, that lied to mankind, that was involved in getting man to take the wrong path. See, one thing about Adam, a lot of people talk about him for eating off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, which he did do. And that tree was real, Adam was real, Eve was real. And the serpent that talked to him was real too. He was inspired by an evil angel. That's why he did it. The enemy sized up the most subtle animal, and that was a serpent. And he appealed to Eve's curiosity, you see, and lied to her. And Adam was standing there with her. She ate off it, then he ate off it by choice. She was deceived. So the enemy was involved with this. They didn't do this. If the enemy didn't bother them, they probably wouldn't have ate off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And they would still be alive now. See, this is also, this, when they did that, half of their failure is they should have been eating off the tree of life. If you don't want to eat off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, eat the tree of life. Sometimes people get saved, but they don't feed on the word of God. If you don't want to fall in this world like others do, if you don't want to be deceived, if you don't want to be blown around, tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine of man and Satan, read what God says. Study his word. That's how we eat off the tree of life. Give God something to work with you with. Give him something to train you with. See, it's a shame for a man to judge something before he knows what it is. And many people make that terrible mistake. They think they got it all figured out. And they haven't studied not one covenant. Not one covenant that God gave mankind. They didn't do any research. They went along with what somebody told them. And sometimes people go along with what somebody told them, but they just happen to tell them the truth and they believed it. Now they'll go to heaven because they happen to believe the right thing. But if somebody would have told them the wrong thing, you know, they may not be in a good condition. But when somebody tell you Jesus is Lord, by Jesus' stripes you're healed. You can get healed. The blood of Jesus washed your sins away. And he rose again for our justification. Sometimes people believe that and they just believe it. And they get saved. And they get healed. But they don't study the word. And when the enemy attacked, they have a hard time. And some of them are so dedicated, even though they don't know the word, they still stand. Mankind amazes me. And I thank God for people that the devil can't trick. Now, these broadcasts are on newlivingletters.com. Newlivingletters.com. God wants to be a blessing to us. He wants us to know him. He wants us to understand what he come to do. And I want people to know God. If you take him at his word, and you know my favorite scripture, St. John 16:13, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. And that's my desire for everybody. Not just my friends, but people that would be an enemy against me, people that don't like me. I still want you to have that relationship with the Lord. People that are skeptics, I want them to. God is available, folks. He's here to make himself known in your life. In your life. He wants to be strong in your life. But you got to believe him. Listen to this here, Proverbs 18. It says, through desire, a man having separated himself seeketh and intermeddleth with all wisdom. A fool has no delight in understanding, but that his heart may discover itself. When the wicked cometh, then cometh also contempt, and with ignominy, reproach. If you're going to be ignorant, if you're not, you can look at knowledge and say, I'm not going to learn it. That's ignoring knowledge. And then the knowledge can't help you. The words of a man's mouth are as deep waters, and the wellspring of wisdom is a flowing brook. People are made in the image of God, and they need to be operating like him. We're already designed like he is. He made us in his image. He wants us to know him. God told Adam to be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, and have dominion over it. That don't mean just have children. That means learn something. Be fruitful. Prepare yourself to give profit. You know, people can have the ability to do good. Go about doing good. When Jesus came, he went about doing good to people. He didn't do like all the demon gods used to do. They bullied people and made them try to work for good luck, basically. But Jesus came and went about doing good to everybody, not just the people that were acting right. He healed the sick. He raised the dead. The blind could see. The deaf could hear. The lame could walk. People with leprosy got cleansed. And the one that came back and praised him was made whole, because leprosy will cause your fingers to fall off. Well, he had new fingers, new ears, new eyes, and everything. He was right. That's what God want to do for you. Don't let the devil talk you out of it. Because the enemy wants to destroy everything God has done in us. But Jesus did us right. In the same chapter, Proverbs 18, verse 13 says, he that answers a matter before he hears it, it is folly to him. Now watch this one. This is another good one. It's a shame to be a to act like you know what you're doing and you have not done the research. You answer a matter before you know all about it. When people fall off into the pit, that's the wrong time to find out, to realize that your religion was no good and your choices were wrong and you were living by deception. You got blew away by the winds of doctrine, satanic doctrine. Then the devil mocks people that he fools. If you know you're wrong, repent. You don't have to remain wrong the rest of your life. This is a time to repent. The king is coming. The king is coming, folks. Here's another interesting fact about mankind. The spirit of man will sustain his infirmity, but a wounded spirit who can bear? The heart of the prudent gets knowledge, and the ear of the wise seeks knowledge. A man's gift makes room for him and brings him before great men. In other words, if we just do what Jesus, what the Lord said do in the first place, he said be fruitful, multiply, that's to increase greatly. A lot of times people have angry concepts against prosperity. But guess what? Prosperity is not just a person making a lot of money. That's not prosperity. It's not just a person receiving a lot of wealth. That's what the world calls prosperity. But true prosperity is when you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and you live from it. Now, you're living from the word of God, the righteousness of God. You're seeking to know him as he is, as he really is. You're reading the word to know who he is for yourself, not just what somebody told you. You're doing like the Bereans did in Acts. They heard the apostles, they believed, they received it, but they studied it for themselves. And God said they were more noble, which is a wonderful and nice and kind way of saying that he had a lot more sense than the people who just went along with the truth. Now go along with the truth because God made it easy to understand. See, James said the word of God, the wisdom of God is first pure, easy to be entreated. He brought it down. See, there are people who do get saved and they don't study. Sometimes they can't even read. And they get saved and they stick with the word of God. And they don't let the devil stop them. And they live by what they have learned. And they actually stay out of trouble and they progress somewhat. But I've heard testimonies of people, the Lord taught them how to read. They got saved and the Lord taught them how to read. They had trouble reading and the Lord taught them how to read and comprehend and they got better jobs. I've heard a few people that has happened to. And then there are those who struggle to read and they just didn't do anything about it. You know, Moses had a speech impediment. And the Lord said, who made man's mouth? Well, Moses didn't ask God to fix his tongue. He continued to stammer. But the Lord sent his brother, and his brother was a spokesman. And he wrote the word of God. But he didn't ask the Lord to untie his tongue. He had a stammering lip. And he wasn't speaking in tongues. That's just how he talked. He told his brother what to say. Aaron. He told Aaron what to say. And Aaron spoke. Before the king, before Israel. So now listen. You may have a situation, but if you involve God, God can get it fixed. He can heal it. How far will you take it? See, if you get to know the Lord, you'll find out that he can do more than you can ask or think. Now, if you're missing a finger, you can go boldly to the throne of God and say, Lord, I want a finger. By Jesus' stripes, I'm whole. I'm healed. If you don't ask, you will not get it. But if you ask, you can have it. If you're missing an eye, if you're blind, if you don't hear. Jesus came, he said, John the Baptist got in doubt and said, are you the Christ or do we look for another? Whether he got in doubt or not, that's what he said. And Jesus said, the blind see, the deaf hear, the lame walk, and blessed is he who is not offended in me. Now, that's why we have to do what we must do. If you got a need, ask God to help you. And you study the word. In the meantime, learn of him. Take time and learn his word for yourself. And sometimes, some of the things that I learned, it was more than what people could tell me. Because God was working with me, folks. He was helping me. Why? I was listening and he was helping me learn. And I learned things that, principles about love that blessed me and it enabled me to hear God even better, understand better. And I learned things about other subjects that man didn't know to teach. So I found out you can count on the Lord. And he can bless you from glory to glory. He can enlighten you. He can show you things to come. And he showed me things that was going to happen. And he taught me things that's blessing me now. And some things he taught me, I could, it really put my life forward. Now, like I said earlier, you got to make many choices throughout the course of your life. With Jesus as your King and the Holy Spirit guiding you into all truth, what do you think is going to happen to your influence will change? See, you don't just get saved and your influence stay dead. If you get saved, your influence gets saved. If you get saved, your advice gets saved, just according to what you understand. If you get saved, you'll stop doubting God. And if you stop doubting God, you'll start believing God. If you start believing God, he'll show himself strong in your behalf. That's just how it is. God told King Asa, the prophet told him this. The eyes of the Lord run to and fro, seeking. Let's look at it. 2 Chronicles. This is a very important scripture. I love it. I think it's 16:9. Here it is. Now he's talking to King, and he's rebuking King Ahaz. I mean, King Asa, when he said this. This is what happened. I started verse 7. And at that time, Hanani the seer came to Asa, king of Judah, and said to him, because thou hast relied on the king of Syria and not relied on the Lord thy God, therefore the host of the king of Syria escaped out of thine hand. Were not the Ethiopians and the Lubims a huge host with very many chariots and horsemen? Yet because thou did rely on the Lord, he delivered them into thine hand. Now watch this. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him. Herein thou hast done foolishly. Therefore, from this day, from now on, from henceforth, thou shalt have wars. I want you to consider this. We don't have to have problems. We don't have to have unsolved problems in our life anymore. We have the Holy Spirit. He's waiting for you, somebody, to ask, how do I solve all my problems? And he will be more than happy to help us do that. But we need to give God our attention. Consider these things. God is reaching out to people because he loves us so much. Now, he's about to return, so It's very important to look to the Lord now. Don't let the enemy trick you. And don't let him trick your children. Don't let him trick your parents. Do something about it. Live the life of God before them. Live a life that God can bless. Leave your children a faith inheritance. Live the covenants of God and leave your children a faith inheritance. Let them see you pray. Let them see you read. Let them hear you talk about the Lord. Let them see you go to good churches. And even if you're in, if you're at home and you're shut in, you can't go out anymore. Some people have that situation. They're sick and shut in. Let them see you believe in God. Share the things you're learning with your children, with your grandchildren, great-grandchildren. Leave them a faith inheritance. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus Christ is our Lord.